Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before I get started, I have to give a shout-out to my husband, Albert. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday. I know he's not listening, but I'm going to tell him happy birthday anyway, and I can tell him, well, you should have listened. Now, I do want to mention before we get started, because we have a really big show, really big show today. I want to give a shout out to all my affiliates and let them know there's a letter coming your way. And if you don't have it, or you haven't received it by Monday, you need to call me in the office in the afternoon, not in the morning. And it's about getting the receivers replaced and upgraded to the XDS. Plus, I've got a little note in there explaining that I lost two computers in the last year. And I lost all my database about a month ago. So I need all your information updated. So if you do that, you'd help me out a whole bunch of a gob. One affiliate in the state of California, he posted on Facebook yesterday, congratulations, Beth Ann, host of CSC Talk Radio, for being the number in the number one spot during May 8th through May 15th. What an awesome work, Beth, and we at KYBN appreciate you. And I want to say that it's me that needs to thank the listeners there at KYBN and the staff and the owner, Dr. Ramsey, such wonderful people. And remember, I need to tell you, tomorrow C.J. Hadley will be our guest, and I hope that you have sent or soon will send your congratulations cards for C.J.'s 25th anniversary, and the May issue of The Range is her 100th issue of Range Magazine. Journalism is not dead as long as C.J. Hadley and Range Magazine are here fighting for liberty and keeping Americans informed. And it's still not too late to sign up for the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. That's May 19th and the 20th. That is Friday and Saturday. Join me there at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. You can register, find out more about it, get the download. And also they're going to have live video, live streaming. But you need to go to rangerights.com. Simple. rangerights.com. I do want to mention, before we get started today on today's show, that President Donald Trump yesterday proclaimed Peace Officers Memorial Day and Police Week. The White House was a beautiful blue last evening. Please remember our men in blue, and especially the fallen and their families who are left behind. I love that he used the term peace officers and not law enforcement officers. Back to the news. This morning, there is once again a lot of noise in the political arena. Very little noise has to do with making America great again. Still wondering why that statement is offensive to so many people. Many are still talking about the number of scoops of ice cream the president ate, or that he chose Thousand Island over some vinaigrette that others were eating on their salads. Others are shouting about leaks and about it was the president that leaked this information. But with all the hate and negative talk, I hear very little from the mainstream media or the left or the haters about keeping America safe or putting America back to work or America first. They will not utter the words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, or prosperity. Many continue to work as obstructionists just for hate. They're not for liberty or for we the people. But today, finally, after I've been promising you for several weeks now that I would contact our friend Michael Cutler, the retired INS senior special agent, we like to call him super agent. If you want to know what's going on, how things look in the trenches, you've got to talk to the men and women who have had boots on the ground. Mike worked hard at keeping America safe, keeping Americans safe, and taking out the bad guys. He continues to do this by keeping Americans informed. And we'll go back to our quote. If we are to guard against ignorance and remain free, it is our responsibility. It's the responsibility of every American to be informed. That's from Thomas Jefferson. And we thank you, Mike, for joining us once again here on CSC Talk Radio. How are you today?
I am terrific. Better for being on your program. And, you know, I could not agree more with everything you said. You know, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is dangerous.
And it's not freedom.
No. And you know, you can't have a democracy without an informed electorate. And of late, the news media, so-called, has become, well, let's put it this way. They're treating Americans as mushrooms, keeping them in the dark and feeding them a lot of fertilizer. This isn't
is
an image for you, Beth Ann. But, you know, the work you do to provide the truth. You know, after 9/11, I was averaging 15, 16 television interviews per month on all the networks, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, ABC, and so forth. Do you realize that today they never have retired INS agents, immigration agents on to talk about immigration?
I have
noticed the subjects
that.
They'll bring in, you know, former police officers, former FBI agents, former military, former astronauts. Immigration is relegated to discussions with the, I call them the triple P, the pollsters, pundits, and political consultants. Isn't that an interesting fact?
Telling us how to think.
Americans to have the truth.
They're not necessarily sharing the truth. They're telling us how to think. And what this might mean according to that, or you know, it's all about the politics and the personalities, and it has nothing to do with the truth and liberty, and it has nothing to do with the Constitution, has nothing to do with boosting up the Republic. In fact, they find that word offensive. And, you know, so I have been wanting to get you back on, and it's just my fault for being lazy and not hitting the email button. But I've been I've been wanting to get you back on for several weeks because of all the things that are going on. And I had a whole list of questions, and unfortunately, I didn't write them down, that I wanted to ask you because of all the things that were being said and done. First of all, they didn't fund the wall. I wasn't really terribly surprised at that. Were you?
No, you know, I was on TV years ago when the Democrats voted for a wall, fence, barrier, whatever you want to call it. And I said, I don't care what the law says, they will never provide the money. See, that's one of the nasty tricks in Washington. It's the Magic Act. You know, I spent 30 years with the INS. I've spent 35 years on the political side. You know, I worked with Senator Al D'Amato back in the 80s to convince him to write the aggravated felon reentry law that makes unlawful reentry a 20-year felony. I've worked with the news media since 9/11. So I kind of developed this global understanding of immigration. And one of the tricks that the politicians do is they enact legislation that sounds really tough, the let's go get the bad guys and rip their guts out law, and then they make sure that there's no money to do it. So they've passed this tough law, and they can get in front of their audience and say, look at this law we just passed. What they don't tell you, there's no agents and no money to do the job. They pass a law that says we're going to build a fence. They just make sure they don't pay for it. You know, I compare these people to a housing painter. Imagine you hire a painter. And the guy dutifully shows up every morning with his partner, and they lay out the drop cloths, and they're so neat and so courteous. And for 3 weeks, they're painting your living room, and then you come to find out that they've been painting with an empty paint can. That's the strategy of Congress and politicians. How's that for an analogy, Beth?
I think that's perfect. Absolutely perfect. They are the most do-nothing group of people.
They charge you by the hour.
Oh, good grief. We're going into a break already. Yeah, and, you know, when they talk about shutting the government down, I'm okay with that. I really don't have a problem with it. They're pretty much shut down all the time except for their bladder. Their blabber. Maybe their bladders, too. I don't know. We're going into a break. We're visiting today with Michael Cutler, retired INS senior special agent. And Mike and Beth Ann will be right back. We'll be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. Now, Mike, before I just kind of turn this over to you, and I want to ask you a few questions about, I was reading your article, False Claims to U.S. Citizenship. And I would have sworn in the first two paragraphs you were talking about Congress. Politicians. He says lying is a common tactic used by criminals to conceal their identities, their backgrounds, and their crimes. They lie to cover their tracks, to evade detection, and to escape from the reach of the long arm of the law. And this is why suspects who are taken into custody are fingerprinted and photographed to attempt to make certain that the name and the suspect provided is truly his or her name. But I don't know, the first paragraph when I was reading that, I thought, well, he's talking about Congress, I do believe. But we have heard so much about the wall. We've heard so much. Now, just having the threat of being stopped in the White House right now has curtailed and the influx of people coming across the border right now has slowed down. You do agree with that, that they are telling us the truth about that,
yeah,
aren't they?
I believe they are. And this is what I've always said we need, deterrence through enforcement.
Absolutely.
You know, Beth Ann, I did my most recent hearing before Congress. I went before the Senate Judiciary Committee back in March of 2013. And I said that the immigration policies of the Obama administration had, in essence, fired the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world. And that for those folks, the finish line was the border of the United States, because they knew that once they got here, they would get everything they want, including legal status under this president, whether it was legal status or by executive order, one way or the other, they would be permitted to achieve their goals of working in the United States, replacing American workers, sending money back to their families. And so the mad dash was on to get to America, because once you're here, you would literally be home free. That equation has changed under the Trump administration, and look at the results.
Oh, absolutely.
Considering the wisdom of coming here.
And, you know, they act like the mainstream media and the Democrats and the lefts and all these that are, that I just want to call them haters, but you would think going after the bad guys, they claim it's racist, they claim it's un-American, that it's mean, that it's evil. And, you know, I don't understand that. Why would, first of all, they say, well, they've committed no crime. Well, they've committed a crime as soon as they've come across the border.
Of course they have, but here's the thing that you have to understand. Going back to President Jimmy Carter and every subsequent president, including Ronald Reagan, we've been dealing with globalists. This is not a left-right debate, Bethann. This is a globalism versus sovereignty debate.
Oh,
Jimmy
amen.
Carter started, and by the way, this is not about being politically correct. I am politically correct. My family, my kids know that in my household, any language that denigrates another human being, insults another human being, that demonstrates bigotry against any group of people is verboten. That's political correctness when it's done properly. This is Orwellian. This is about the artful manipulation of language to confuse and confound any conversation about critical issues. Jimmy Carter started it by saying we could no longer use the term illegal alien to describe aliens illegally present in the United States. Then we were told that the word alien was wrong. We should use the word immigrant. And this wasn't an accident. This was done so that they could then say that anybody who's a foreign national is an immigrant. And if you dare suggest that any immigrant ought to be prevented from entering the United States, or any immigrant should be removed from the United States, you were being anti-immigrant. And that makes you anti-American. It was a very cleverly laid out scheme, again, Orwellian in nature, newspeak. And then we found that Jimmy Carter ordered immigration agents to not make any arrests of illegal aliens without authorization from headquarters during the census. Why? Because he knew that the great majority of illegal aliens lived in the democratically controlled strongholds of the United States. And so if illegal aliens were counted during the census, there would be more seats appropriated to those districts that would support the Democratic Party. This was gerrymandering, not only of the seats in the House, but also the votes in the Electoral College. Then Ronald Reagan came along, gave us the first amnesty with no further increase in number of agents, said we were going to make it a crime for knowingly hiring illegal aliens. Well, I agree with that. That balances the scales, but it meant a much enhanced workload, but with no agents to do the job.
Of course,
I got to tell you the other thing that he did that infuriated me. There was a confidentiality provision under the Immigration Reform Act. So as an immigration agent, I could not share an amnesty file with anyone, including the Bureau, the FBI. If they came to me and said, Mike, we're looking for a mass murderer, we're looking for a terrorist with an atom bomb, if the information was only contained in the amnesty file, I could not share it with anyone without a court order. If I did, it was a 5-year felony. Why would you shield illegal aliens we legalized in a way that you wouldn't shield naturalized citizens, lawful immigrants, or even native-born Americans? This is engineered by both political parties. This was an orchestrated invasion of the United States of America. What do you think of that? And it's been ongoing and exacerbated to an extent that was unbelievable to me under the Obama administration.
And see,
both parties bear responsibility.
That's something only someone like you would know. Somebody that's been in the INS, somebody that's had to follow these so-called rules or guidelines and go after the bad guys. It kind of ties your hands behind your back.
Not kind of. It did. I jokingly said that the agents needed a new kind of Miranda warning when we went on duty every day. And anything you do will be used against you, not anything you say. Now, why would you do that? You see, what the public doesn't understand, and again, the other lie, the four border states. You know, once we secure the border, we have 50 border states. Any state with an international airport, any state that lies along our 95,000 miles of coastline or lies along our northern or southern borders are all border states. Almost all of the terrorists, and I've arrested terrorists in my career, I gave testimony to the 9/11 Commission. Almost all of the terrorists, and not just the 9/11 hijackers, entered the United States through ports of entry with visas, with altered documents, and so forth. So we know that this is a huge problem. And what have we done to address that? Made it worse. On 9/11, we had 26 visa waiver countries. The 9/11 Commission warned that it was failures of the visa process that enabled the terrorists to gain entry to the United States. The visa waiver program should have been ended immediately. Instead, under the Bush administration and then under the Obama administration, the number of visa waiver countries increased from 26 that we had on 9/11 to now where we have 38. Why? Well, because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce partnered with the hotel, hospitality, and travel industries to create the Discover America, blithely ignoring that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the drug cartels, transnational gangs like MS-13, they've all discovered America. Why in the world are you, if you watch Star Trek, ordering shields down while we're under attack? Those shields should be up. Mm-hmm. And you've had politicians from both sides of the aisle undermining our national security. We have a problem with North Korea and with China. Do you know that right now we have more than 500,000 foreign students in the United States studying the STEM curriculum? Science, technology, engineering, math, STEM. And do you know that India and China send us more of those students than any other countries? China is training their engineers in the United States. They then go out and they're building up their military, built that artificial island in the South China Sea, and share their technology and their weaponry with North Korea. How do you think the North Koreans got to build that rocket they just launched? They've been getting assistance from other countries, many of whom send us their students. You see, we're acting against our own best interests.
Educating our own enemies.
And you know, Dianne Feinstein testified back on February the 24th, 1998, 2 days short of the fifth anniversary of the bombing of the World Trade Center by men from the Middle East. And she had three suggestions at a hearing held by the Senate Judiciary Committee when they were looking into foreign terrorists operating on American soil. And she questioned the wisdom of continuing the visa waiver program, which is what I'm just discussing now. She also questioned the wisdom of providing visas to the citizens of countries that traditionally sponsor terrorism, and certainly challenged whether we ought to be educating people from those terrorist sponsoring countries to teach them how to become nuclear physicists and biochemists. She made it clear she felt that this was giving terrorists opportunities to learn how to create weapons of mass destruction.
Well, she's done a turnaround, hasn't
she? Right, and you have Donald Trump saying essentially the same thing, and they go crazy and have riots.
Including her.
Trump, yes, including her.
Oh.
So isn't that remarkable? I was called by Jackson Lee to testify about how two dead terrorists, Muhammad Atta and Marwan al-Shehhi, could have been granted authorization to attend flight school 6 months after 9/11.
Okay,
Everyone was clear on the nexus between immigration and terrorism, and then they decide that immigration has nothing to do with terrorism.
And we're going into a break.
Unbelievable disconnect.
We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone line. 877-895-5410 is the number to call to visit with Mike or Beth Ann. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166.
That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann. You know, you want to talk about things on social media and maybe share stories that you see. But I just had one happen to me where they made me do a security check 4 times in a row.
I've had that too on Facebook.
So what I did is I went up to the top and where it says, what's on your mind? I asked, Facebook, what's your problem? You don't like my stories? Well, then now I'm ticked off.
Okay, you're kicked off of Facebook. I guess they didn't like your stories.
Yeah.
We have a lot of censorship going on, and whether it's on social media or, you know, the mainstream media, we've been talking about them a little bit. You know, they don't want you to know anything. It's a big deal how many scoops of ice cream the president had. They don't want to talk about some of the things that are important.
You know, what I noticed was that it's the ones about anything pro-Trump or anything bad about the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know that they've attacked me too, as far as the show's Facebook page, because it really doesn't allow my post to get out. And all I do is repost articles from like Newsmax and Breitbart and some of the other, some of Mike's writings and such that I post there. And so they make sure that they don't get seen by too many people. Ray, we're fighting it. We just got to keep fighting it. But you need to, you know, if you really want to, I know it's not your story or anything, but if you really want to stay informed, you need to follow the journalism that's truth. And Range Magazine is one of those. So.
Well, if they do let me get back, I'm going to ask them another question. What's on your mind?
They'll kick you. They'll kick you off again. Okay. Ray, I'm going to move on. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I think American people are getting tired of being, you know, shut up. We've been pushed out and shut up. And, you know, Mike, I think it's something that we're kind of getting sick and tired of it. It's a constant barrage of attacks on the American people if we don't think the way others think.
Groupthink. You know, do you remember when you went to school, how many people were dumb enough to get hurt because they would be accused of being a chicken if they didn't jump off the chair or set fire to their hand or do something really dumb? And you think, wow, you're afraid of the word chicken, but you're not afraid to hurt yourself. Now we have people that are afraid of the word xenophobe. So, you know, I was at a hearing years ago. Arlen Specter, the late Senator Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania, basically accused me, and I kid you not, of being an exophobe. And then he changed it and said xenophobe. And for that split second, I thought perhaps he thought that I was afraid of the letter X. But I have to tell you, true story. But he said, we've got a problem with exophobia. And then he said, xenophobia. And I did a double take and said to myself, my God, who wrote his script this morning?
I don't know. He must read like I do. Sometimes when I get on the air, it's like I draw this blank in my head.
It's not even his words. And here's the point. We need a stand your ground law in America. And I'm not talking about firearms now. I'm talking about the First Amendment.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when people say to me that I'm being anti-immigrant, I clarify it and I say, no, I'm not. I'm pro-enforcement. If you're pro-enforcement, you are pro-immigrant. We admit roughly 1 million lawful immigrants into the United States each and every year. We give them green cards. They're immediately placed on the path to citizenship. That's more than the rest of the world combined does. We naturalize hundreds of thousands of new citizens every year. When I was an immigration inspector, I had the privilege of admitting refugees and visitors and immigrants into America with the presumption that they'd been screened and so forth. This was before the world of terrorism visited us on our doorstep here in the United States. So when I hear people say to me, well, if you want to enforce the law, you're anti-immigrant, no, quite the contrary. In fact, the most likely victims of the violence perpetrated by transnational gangs like MS-13. And by the way, I began investigating MS-13 a quarter of a century ago when it was basically a pimple on the backside of an elephant. Mm-hmm. Look at how it has metastasized and grown because of the not-so-benign neglect of our government. And who's getting killed for the most part? Latin American kids living in the United States, the Latino community. And it's not just there. Asian organized crime, the victims are generally Asians. The Russian community, same story. We go down the list. I've arrested all these people. Half my career was with the Drug Task Force. Finally, they're talking about opioid addiction, but no one is still talking about how the heroin gets into the United States. Mm. And if you look at Big Pharma, there was a big story on it yesterday about the Purdue Pharmacy Corporation and then Mundy Corporation. They're the ones pushing OxyContin. Why? Because they're making a ton of money off it, and that's what's hooking people on the opioids. We've never been more corrupt than we are today. And you know where it started, I think, was with Citizens United. When the ruling from the Supreme Court said that unlimited quantities of money could be pumped into campaigns, the amount of money is unbelievable, and politicians have a rough time hearing when they have money shoved in their ears. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think absolutely. I said for a long time that Donald Trump was hated by everybody else, not just because he was an outsider, but because of the three issues that he was going to go after. One of them was immigration. The other one, he's talked about the drug problems. And the other one, he's talked about the health care, which I just call it health insurance. It's not care. It's insurance. There's money in poverty. There's money in drugs. There's money in this insurance companies. And
there's control in that. And there's control in that. Because then you're the ones that are pulling everyone's string, you see. And these folks in politics are what they are, frankly, are control freaks. Mm-hmm. That's why average people don't run for office. I've had people say to me, Mr. Cutler, you need to run for Congress. Having done all those hearings, my answer is no, I run from Congress. I mean, you know.
That's a good point.
How am I doing today?
You're doing great. You always do great. We always appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, you give us information and you have to laugh about it. If we don't laugh about some of these things that are happening,
I want to talk about two things real quick. Let me put my websites out there because I always forget to do this.
Absolutely.
I want your folks to please go to my website. My website is Michael Cutler, one word, CUTLER, michaelcutler.net. I write for capsweb.org, CAPS, capsweb.org. I write for Front Page Magazine, the bulk of my writing, in fact. Front Page Magazine, sponsored by the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And I write for The Social Contract. They're a quarterly. And this month, the spring issue of The Social Contract, I have the two lead stories. And one of them is immigration fraud, the lies that kill. And it's not just the fraud perpetrated by the aliens, whether it's document fraud or fraud schemes like marriage fraud, but it's the fraud being perpetrated on Americans by their own elected representatives. It's a 20-page article. I name some names, and I provide you with an insight that I think you should really be reading, folks. So please go to The Social Contract. But for Front Page Magazine, my latest article, and I think you're going to like it, is the one you talked about, and that's false claims to citizenship. We keep getting these statistics about how many illegal aliens are present in the United States, and what no one's talking about at the think tanks, because they do a great job of making charts and graphs and cutting out paper dolls. They don't know where the real world is. Academia is separated from reality by a chasm, or a chasm, if you will. And the chasm is getting wider. They don't understand that if you don't know someone is an illegal alien, they don't get counted. You have people sitting in jail who falsely claim to be Americans born in Puerto Rico, or born in the U.S. Virgin Islands, or born in Brooklyn, New York, for that matter. And if they get away with it and the lie goes undetected, two things happen. Immigration's not notified so that they reduce the risk of being deported, and statistically, they're not being counted. So when we hear this nonsense, there's 12 million illegals. Under Reagan, we were told there was a million. We wind up with almost 4 million coming out of the shadows. I'm willing to bet we've got 30 to 40 million
in
the United States.
I've heard that, too. It's an astronomical number. We've definitely been invaded. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Keep it on topic. We're talking about immigration. 877-895-5410, legal and illegal. 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Michael Cutler. You can visit his website by going to michaelcutler.net. Or you can call him right here, right now, and talk to him at 877-895-5410. And Mike and Beth Ann, oh yeah, we'll be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution, and private property, in God and Constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day. Mike, we're visiting with Mike Cutler, a retired INS special senior special agent. We call him super agent because we know that he did an awful lot, spent his life keeping Americans safe and fighting crime on the streets, basically, is what he did. And he's got a few stories to tell. If you get a chance to ever sit down and just talk to him, I think you'll enjoy it. You know, we're in the final segment of today's show, and we've talked about many things. And
it
goes very fast. Unfortunately, those commercials are a necessary evil that we have to try and pay the bills.
You got
to
pay the rent.
You got to try to pay the rent. Donald Trump, I've got an article here that I really haven't had a chance to study very well, but it says he's backsliding on his campaign promise to curb legal immigration. Now, we talk about the illegal, and everybody thinks, first of all, they all think about the southern border and everybody walking across the southern border, and it is easy for them to do that. They do it quite a bit, but that's not the entire problem, and that wasn't the problem with those who hit the Twin Towers. That's not it. It was they came in here legally and then they stayed, and I hope that he's not going to be bamboozled and fooled like some of these other presidents about that. And that, again, I think that goes back to the money, the big money in D.C. I think Congress is making money off of this stuff. That's why they...
Oh, my God, you think? You know, this is a cash cow.
Well, I'm pretty positive, you know.
And the lies, you know, that if immigration cooperates with police, then the police won't be able to get the victims to come forward. I spent half my career with the Drug Task Force. I was the first INS agent assigned to the Unified Intelligence Division in Drug Enforcement in New York. one of my key responsibilities was to use my authority as an immigration agent to cultivate informants. So these are lies that you can't begin to imagine. You had officers from Citizenship and Immigration Services seeking to get information about a student in public school to give the family a benefit, but the way that the mayor in New York played it was, we're protecting that fourth grader from immigration agents and we won't let them into the schools. Nobody was going to try to arrest a fourth grader, I can assure you. In all my 30 years with the INS, that never, ever happened anywhere. But they create a lie and a false narrative, and they create fear and confusion. This thing about, you know, Trump is trying to deport the immigrants. My wife was working in a synagogue, you know, we're Jewish, and this woman came up to her and said, I hope I don't get deported. I've got a green card. My husband's an American. He supported Donald Trump. But the headline reads, they're going to deport the immigrants. And my wife had to assure her. She said, no, you're not going back to England. And by the way, she was from England. Aliens don't just come from Mexico. That's another big lie. The Latino voter is another lie. It's a disgusting form of profiling. Latino Americans are no different from any other American, for goodness sakes. But the headline saying we're going to deport the immigrants had people worried that people with green cards were about to be put on airplanes. We've never seen lying or deception at this level before. And, you know, what you're doing by providing this information to your extensive audience is a tremendous service for America. One of the things I've been doing besides writing my articles, and I hope that your audience will go to michaelcutler.net, has been to do speaking engagements around the United States. So if anyone knows of those opportunities, you can reach me either through Beth Ann or through my website, michaelcutler.net. But we have to be mythbusters. We've got to have the guts to stand up to the bullying tactics of the globalists. And please don't say, well, this guy's a conservative, so he's a good guy, or this guy's a liberal. No. This isn't left-right. It's not liberal versus conservative. This is about globalists versus populists. And Trump is a populist. And that is an anathema to the globalists in government, which is 90% of our government today. You see, that's where the problem comes from.
You know, I like what you said earlier in the show. It's globalism, and you mentioned sovereignty.
Only in the beginning? You didn't like the rest of it?
Well, I did. I did. You know me.
I'm teasing you, Beth Ann. I'm teasing
well,
you.
I was taking a nap through some of it. No, I wasn't. It's the globalism versus, you said, sovereignty. And that yes. seems to be a dirty word in the United States with certain people up in the D.C. area and those leftists. And because they are. They're about globalism. And there's no other that I know of other than maybe these ones that we keep seeing all the horrible bombing and things that are happening like in Paris and that, but there's no other nation that just has an open border theology and just lets anybody come and do whatever they want. You can't go across the southern border that way.
I'll go beyond that. You know, I work with the Speakers Bureau in Washington, Alan Freed Associates, and they do seminars for the military and the intelligence services. And it's always a privilege to stand in front of a room filled with Air Force generals, for example, which is what I just did a couple of weeks ago in Washington. And I make a point, and I've yet to have anyone push back from the military. There is no justification for having a military if you are unwilling or unable to secure your borders. The military mission is to keep our enemies as far from our shores as possible. And I love the military, and the Navy does a wonderful commercial. It's called The Shield. And, you know, they have all these Navy personnel in various attire, and they say to get to you, they got to get past us or get through us. No, they don't. They're not coming in U-boats. They're coming on airliners and landing at international airports.
I was going to say,
and on 9/11, on 9/11, the military was stymied because we allowed our enemies into our country. They were attacking us from inside. They got past that border, and that left us vulnerable. Our borders are our first and last line of defense. And you take down those borders, you leave yourself open to what we saw on 9/11, what we saw at San Bernardino, what we saw at the Boston Marathon, and what we've seen all over Europe. We've got to be smarter than that, and we've got to hold politicians accountable. If they are unwilling to do what is necessary to protect American lives and American jobs, I don't care if they're with the Hopping Kangaroo Party, vote them out of office, they're not looking out for our best interest. On May Day, I called it the mayhem demonstrations. You had these nitwits, and I wrote an article for Front Page about the useful idiots protesting Trump's immigration policies while they're demanding better wages and working conditions. Supply and demand drives down wages and displaces American workers. Those immigration policies that he's coming up with protect the livelihood and the wages of Americans. They were demonstrating against their own best interests. What do you think of that?
You're absolutely right. And it's just the irony, you know, those that are screaming and crying against the First Amendment as their rioting and claiming all kinds of things. It's just the irony of it is just crazy. Well, I read an article yesterday. We're going to have to close here pretty quick, but I'm trying to find. He said it was Pat Buchanan. I really like Pat Buchanan. He says, we've lost control of our destiny. You know, Mike, we've lost control of who we are. We are a nation of immigrants. We're not against immigration, but we're against what's going on right now, and it's not in the best interest of the nation, and it's not in the best interest of protecting the American people, whether it's our economy, our jobs, or plain old safety. We're out of time, Mike.
Well,
thank you so much.
I'll just say it's real quick.
Real quick.
We're a nation of immigrants, but not a nation of trespassers.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. We'll have you back here in a couple of weeks. We've just got to stay on this issue, and I apologize that I've been a slacker. We got to stay on it. Thank you, Mike, for all that you do. I know that you work very, very hard, and it takes all of us, my friends. It takes every single one of us, the Mike Cutlers, the Beth Anns, and the Yous, to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.